Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC fans. Big show tonight, big show tonight. Habbo,
it is a big show.
Right. Who do we have on the show tonight?
We have former Wahoo basketball defensive ace, Jontel Evans, will be joining us momentarily. And then in the second half hour, we have two head coaches.
How about that?
Brian Bullen of the national champion Virginia tennis team. I love saying that.
That is nice.
And Lars Tiffany of the soon-to-be national champion Virginia lacrosse team.
Hey.
I like that. And seated between Habbo and myself, none other than Darren Fronto.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Darren, let's go ahead and knock off the LeClaire Ryan player of the game. Who do we select?
It's got to be Ty Jerome. What a great week he had in Notre Dame and against the number one team in the land, Villanova. Just came out firing, looked great.
15 points against Nova, including the tying bucket when everybody is going, don't, and it went in. I know Habbo was screaming at his TV, what are you doing, kid?
Well, you like to see a guy that wants the ball in his hands late, and I think we have been told that Ty Jerome was the point guard in waiting, and I think we now understand why that is the case, and he may not have to wait. the way he's playing, he's going to get minutes on the floor this year.
He seems to like the big stage.
Yeah, and he made some big shots. You know, I think his shot selection, as Darren and I were talking before we went on air, there was one shot he took late in the game that I thought may have been a little too early in the shot clock, and unfortunately it didn't go in. But I think he was feeling it yesterday afternoon. Clearly played well. The team played well. Obviously, Villanova, you got to take your hats off to them. They may have gotten a little help from the Zebras. That was really an imbalance.
You think they took, what, 17 more for, made 17 more fades?
17 more points.
Made free throws.
24-3. That is almost unbelievable.
Charlie Brown would say, good grief.
You know. But I guess that's part of the reason it's hard to win on the road. The scary thing is Pat Driscoll and Roger Ayers. I don't know about Michael Stevens, but those two guys are ACC kind of officials. So, I mean, it's not like we had a crew that was out to get us. But nevertheless, certainly Virginia had opportunities to win. I think late in the game when they had that 12 or 13-point lead, they made a couple of key turnovers, maybe took a couple of bad shots and lost the lead. But they played a really good team.
So I understand we've got a caller, Gabe in Chesterfield. Gabe, welcome to Who's Talking, and what question do you have for us? Gabe?
We lost Gabe.
Gabe got shy or scared or something.
Well, I mean, he's talking to two big stars here. You know, I can understand being
a little shy. All right, so Habbo, looking at the Villanova game, have to say that following the excellent start against, the excellent second half against Notre Dame on the road in South Bend and the way that they pulled away, I felt like the start of the Villanova game was as crucial and as well done as maybe any team could do going into a building with 20,000 fans. But then at halftime, I must say, I didn't feel like at any point the game was really under control. Mostly because everyone knows that Villanova can bomb the lights out of it, and sure enough, they eventually did. I'm a little shocked that somehow Jalen Brunson got more love from the refs than London Parentes.
Yeah.
And tell me, London.
Nine out of ten from the free throw line for Brunson.
Yeah, he did. London. I mean, clearly London is deserving. He's a fourth year veteran who's been in the national limelight for, you know, particularly these last 3 years.
Yeah, you ought to get a little more love. But nevertheless, I think we got Jontel on the line now, so let's go to him.
All right, quickly, first off, welcome, Jontel. I'm going to give Jontel a little TLC. Habbo and I have said for the last few years that what this team needs, and we've said this every preseason, is someone that could be an on-ball defender like Jontel Evans.
I think he's the best.
I appreciate that. Appreciate
best
that.
On-ball defender at Virginia since I played.
Well, since Tommy Briscoe. Hey, you know, I just had a thought pop in there.
You know, I could barely read the number. They went by me so fast.
Well, Habbo was not on the court for his defense. But
Jontel, we could have used you yesterday on that last play. Would have helped who was it? Was it Josh Hart that made the move to the basket and was not able to convert, but then we gave up the tip. But at any rate, what was your opinion or analysis of the game yesterday?
I think it was a great game. It definitely had a March Madness feel to it. Two great teams going at it. They, you know, I know both sides really wanted to win, but it just came down to, you know, that last tip-in. But overall, I think it was a great game for both schools. So I was very impressed on both sides.
A good game for college basketball fans in general, too.
Yeah, it is.
John,
UVA fans to see, you know, Ty Jerome step up and play like that. I know they've been, you know, eagerly waiting to see that. It was just good for him to do that on a national stage. So that was very encouraging.
Well, you know, I think he had the curtain taken back a little bit, like, you know, the man behind the controls over there in the Wizard of Oz, when he had such a great second half against Notre Dame. He scored 8 points, you know, and then all of a sudden it seemed to me like he had that same confidence just to go ahead and take the shot or make the drive or, you know, or try to make the difficult pass. But, John Tell, I know today you are now the assistant coach for the Miller School basketball team. Tell us a little bit about how that's going for you.
Oh, it's going great. You know, it's a great experience. It's my second year. First year I was, you know, I had a voice, but I didn't really know when to, you know, to take over and say things. But this year, you know, I'm a lot more comfortable, and the guys know me a little bit better. And it's just great to be around those young guys that also had those dreams and aspirations of getting to the levels that I played at. So,
John Tell, is that what you'd like to do, or is this you're just sort of putting your foot in the water to see how you like it?
Put my foot in the water, but I eventually want to, you know, try to make something out of it. You know, you never know how far you can go with coaching, and I just want to be around the game of basketball, so I just feel like it's a good fit.
Go back to the Hoos here. You're a defensive expert. How is the defense progressing with this team? Obviously, it was a big loss to lose Anthony Gill and particularly Malcolm Brogdon from the defensive side of the floor last year. How are these guys progressing from a defensive standpoint?
I think they're doing fine. As an ex-player that played there, former player that played there, I think it could be, you know, better, a little more sense of urgency, and, you know, had that mindset of, you know, we don't want guys, you know, scoring on us. So other than that, I feel like it's pretty good. It's decent. But I, you know, as a former player under Coach Bennett, I feel like it can, you know, be a little bit more better.
Just another follow-up. How difficult is it for the first-year players to pick up Tony's system?
Oh, I know that very well. You know, my first year it was very difficult. But I feel like it shouldn't be that difficult for them, because we've been doing it for years now, and so many people have come through the program. So the guys that's getting recruited, they should have an idea of how he wants to play defense. So I don't think it should be, you know, that difficult on newcomers coming into the program.
Question for you, John Tell. This is Frank again. As a former player, looking at the team today and knowing that Bennett seems to be trying to whittle down his lineup a little bit.
Nice to see you too. Can you repeat that?
As a former player, and as the coach is now whittling down his lineup, you know, he only played Wilkins, Salt, Hall, Shayok, Parentes, Guy, Jerome, and Thompson against Villanova. Jared Reuter and Mamadi Diakite never took their warm-ups off. Do you think he's going to settle on these eight, or is it going to be a situation in the games ahead where maybe he alternates the players that go into the game depending upon the matchups?
No, I don't think he's just going to rely on those seven guys. I just feel like the reason maybe those guys didn't play because it wasn't the right opportunity for them. I guess he didn't see where, you know, they could help at, I guess. But I don't think he's going to, you know, hang his hat on those seven guys for rotation. You know, when I played there, it was always be ready, because you never know when you're going to get your chance.
Well, I think a lot of it is matchups, and Villanova was going with a smaller lineup. So I think result, Tony used a four-guard lineup for a lot of the game. Talk a little bit about Mariel Shayok. He's been in the starting lineup now, I think, three or four games, and it seems to have added to his confidence, and he's playing really well on both ends.
Yeah, he is. He's picking up where he left off last year. You know, in the tournament, you know, he was doing a lot of scoring. They were looking for him to score. And the last game I went to was when they played Georgia Tech, and he just, you know, was playing with so much confidence. And I think that they need that out of him, and he can be that player for them that if they need, like, a bucket, maybe he can get it if he has the right mindset and stays confident.
Hey, speak to the guards. Devin Hall at times looks like he can be, a world beater. And then other times, Darius Thompson looks like he might emerge. Are they both maybe deferring too much and waiting for someone else to deliver?
No, I don't think that they're deferring. I just feel like, you know, they're just playing within the system. They don't really want to try to do too much. They just want to try to do enough just to help the team. Because from this year's team, watching them play, this year's team is very balanced. There's not one player that outshines the other. So I don't think that none of the guys are deferring. They're just, you know, playing their role and doing what they can to help the team.
I'll tell you the one thing that strikes me about Devin Hall, he had, not so much yesterday, but against Notre Dame he had 9 rebounds, and he really has been doing a nice job filling back in, particularly if you're going with a 4-guard lineup. Everybody has to be involved, especially on the defensive boards, right?
Yeah, everybody does have to be involved on the defensive boards because, you know, who do we have in the post? We have Salt and Wilkins that we play, and Jared hasn't really been, you know, playing that much. So, you know, it has to be a team effort with everybody crashing the board. So, yeah.
You know, I was trying to think about our good friend Jason Williford, Coach Williford to you, right? He's been on our show every year since we've been on the air, and we hope to have him on in the next couple of weeks. I'm wondering, when he was working with you and the others, particularly on defense, what do you think his strength has been communicating with the players?
When I was there, you know, he mostly worked with, you know, the post players.
Yes.
But I just feel like, you know, Coach Williford is a player's coach. So, you know, he went to UVA, so he knows, you know, the atmosphere of when you're a student athlete here. So he can, you know, chime on things that you know, athletes are going through here. So I just feel like he's a good fit. And it's just like I said, he's just a player's coach, and he can chime in on stuff that we go through.
We're visiting with former guard at Virginia, Jontel Evans, a great defender, as we said, and a real significant contributor in Tony's early years. Jontel, what's practice like at this point in time in the season? Does Tony take his foot off the accelerator a little bit?
No, not really. Just doing the same thing what we do. Just preaching defensive slides, and, you know, being a help and, you know, getting gaps, getting stops, and just making the other team earn. So I don't think around this time it should be revving up. Guys should be used to it and getting ready to get after it.
How much of it changes from team to team? In other words, when you're playing a different team, do you have a different scout, and do you make any adjustments based on who you're playing?
I mean, sometimes you do. When we played, it was either a team that had a very good post player, so we have to really focus on our post trap and pay a lot of attention to that player. Or the team has a good point guard that can really light it up, and we have to really, you know, give him no space and just be in his grill every time.
Well, Virginia Tech on Wednesday night, rival game. Obviously, the Hokies are having an improved year. They got a bunch of 3-point shooters as well as Zach DeLay on the low post, so it's going to be a challenge for the Hoos.
Yeah, it is going to be a challenge. I watched Virginia Tech play numerous times this year, and they're very scrappy. They're kind of young, and they got guys that just want to get after it. So it should be a good one on Wednesday night.
All right, Jontel, as we are prone to do, we always ask our alumni guests, what was your favorite moment as a Cavalier athlete?
Man, that's tough. That is really tough. I'll probably say my favorite moment was my senior night against Maryland when we were down double digits the whole game and just kept battling back every possession and then took an overtime and ended up winning. And knowing that was going to be my last game at JPJ, it was very emotional. And to go out like that with those guys that I had on my team, it was just an amazing feeling.
You know, you say that, and I still find it weird that Maryland's not in the ACC anymore. You know,
that's really weird.
We ended the season either Maryland at home or Maryland on the road for like 40 years. So now that we don't do it that way, it seems strange.
Yeah, it is strange. Sometimes I have to catch myself. I still think they're in the ACC, but they're in the Big Ten.
Well, Jontel, we've enjoyed visiting with you, and we hope that maybe we can bring you back sometime soon, maybe down the road closer to the NCAAs, and talk some more basketball with you.
It's fine with me, man. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care. You have a great night. All right, that was Jontel Evans, former UVA point guard, defensive specialist, and all-around great guy.
Nice guy. Good kid.
Really. Coming to us in the next segment, we will have A quick rundown on some ACC news, some football recruiting news. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.